Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Monday, December 1st, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news this afternoon, attention must be paid. Nathan Lane and Laurie Metcalf are returning to Broadway this spring in a revival of Death of a Salesman. This marks the sixth mainstem remount of the classic Arthur Miller tragedy since its 1949 premiere, and the first since 2022. Lane and Metcalf will take on Willie and Linda Lohman, the traveling salesman, and his long-suffering wife. The cast will also include Christopher Abbott as Biff and Ben Ahlers as Happy. Lane is a three-time Tony winner who was last seen in 2023's Pictures from Home. Metcalf is a two-time Tony winner who is currently starring in Little Bear Ridge Road. Abbott, best known for his roles in indie films and the series Girls, The Sinner, and The Crowded Room, appeared on Broadway in a 2011 revival of The House of Blue Leaves, and Ahlers, best known for The Gilded Age and The Last of Us, will be making his Broadway debut. Full casting will be announced later. Death of a Salesman will be directed by Joe Mantello. The lead producers are Scott Rudin and Barry Diller. Previews begin March 6th, and opening night is set for April 9th at the Winter Garden Theater, which is currently hosting Mamma Mia. Death of a Salesman will run until June 14th. Tickets go on sale to the general public on January 9th. For more information, visit salesmanbroadway.com. In casting news, Whitney Levitt will make her Broadway debut this spring as Roxy Hart in Chicago from February 2nd through March 15th. Levitt is a social media personality and one of the breakout stars of the Hulu series The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. And she has some relatively recent history with the musical during the most recent season of Dancing with the Stars, which just concluded. She and Mark Ballas performed an Argentine tango to the Cell Block Tango, one of Chicago's most iconic numbers. Levitt will replace current Roxy Kate Baldwin in the New York company. Her replacement will be announced later. Chicago is the longest-running American musical in Broadway history and continues its run at the Ambassador Theater. And finally today, over the long holiday weekend, the theater community lost one of the great ones. Playwright Tom Stoppard died at his English home last Friday at 88 years old. Known just as much for his wit in his writing as his depth, the Czech-born Stoppard wrote such timeless works as Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, The Real Thing, Arcadia, Travesties, and Leopoldstadt, among others. He is one of the most internationally performed dramatists of his generation. Stoppard was a five-time Tony winner, a three-time Olivier winner, and he also won an Oscar for his screenplay for Shakespeare in Love. Tomorrow night, all of Broadway's theaters will dim for 1 minute at 6:45 p.m. Eastern. This will align with a similar event in London's West End. A solo marquee dimming is considered one of the highest honors for a theater artist. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.